Welcome to the Daily Review. This is Federated Zach, Senior Trading Strategist here at CM Trading. And today is April 15, 2024, and today is Monday morning. So looking at the highlights of the day, we're watching the U.S. markets tumble. But first, looking at today's major economic events. So we start out the day at 2:30 South African time. Out of the United States, we have a retail sales number coming out and an Empire State manufacturing index number coming out. Now, looking at the various markets, starting out with the forex symbols, we're watching the US dollars advance versus the major pairs as the Japanese continues to trade on its lows. Now, looking at the indices, the Dow Jones did tumble. And over the past week and a half, we've sold off on the Dow Jones almost 2,000 points. And looking at the NASDAQ, does taper lower. And as we look at commodities, gold did sell off while oil remaining mostly unchanged. Now, looking at the stocks, they all sold off. But the biggest losers were the banks. And lastly, looking at cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin sells off as well. So let's take a look at the markets and see what we can expect from today's trading. So here we go. EURUSD is the first one as it's breached that 107 support level. We're trading right now 106. Not major support at this area, but still we may get a bounce as it's capitulated its sell-off. So keep that in mind as we're looking at this today. Like looking at GBPUSD also around that area. And if we jump into the Japanese yen, this is really important. 153.69. This is the one I'm looking for as a place of maybe correction or something to that effect, because this is the leading indicator. I've mentioned this before several times. Now, jumping into commodities, gold made a huge correction last Friday. Okay, we were at our all-time highs of 24.30. I expected this, even though I gave a TikTok on this and I said we are breaking out higher and it can continue higher. I did say that we may see a correctional move as it's breaking to these new highs. Okay, and right now we're trading at 23.58, almost 100 points lower. Not a big deal. And the reason is that this is where it really matters. What do I mean by that? Is that when we get a correctional move, we want to test out the waters to see if it's really some serious buying around 2400 to see if that's a serious buy or is just a run up from traders. Okay, so keep that in mind as we're looking at that. Looking at crude oil, slightly lower, 85.33, nothing really doing, but jump into the US market. Look at this. The Dow Jones tumbles, okay, and this is a perfect move. One, two, three, and four. Now, we are going into major part of the corporate earnings season into this week, next week, so keep this in mind as this is unfolding. Now, jumping into the NASDAQ, let's take a look at it. NASDAQ didn't trade that much lower, 18,240. So, what is being hit? Let's take a look. JP Morgan, big hit, a big gap down, almost 10 points here. Okay, a little bit more. And 182, where we were trading up to $200 a share. So keep that in mind. However, if we look at the opposite page, right? If we look at Facebook, not really selling off. Okay, if we look at Microsoft, not really selling off, if that. Okay, so keep that in mind. Now looking at Apple last week did get this massive bounce and continued bouncing on the upside. So keep that in mind that the tech stocks are still relatively strong. Now looking at Nvidia, also did taper off after that correctional move. Google hit its all-time record highs last week and then just retracing just below it. So it's just like taking rotation in the markets right now. And kind of interesting what's going to happen after this weekend. Now, looking at Bitcoin, right? Bitcoin did have a slight correction. And the reason I call it a slight correction is because lots of things have happened over the weekend, obviously with Iran and Israel selling those missiles, and that's added some pressure onto the market. And Bitcoin does trade over the weekend, so there was a bit of a sell-off there, but you could see that there's a correctional move on the upside. So I do expect some sort of bounce for Bitcoin today. This is Federated Zach. I want to wish you guys a great trading day. Thank you.